Coach Kevin Stallings has joined us here courtside. It's early, Kevin, but in the grand scheme of things, that may be the best 40 minutes you've put together so far. It had its moments, but, boy, it never lacked in intensity.
No, we played real hard, Joe, and even in the at the end of the first half when we lost the lead, the effort was there. We missed a ton of free throws.
Yep.
I mean, we were shooting ourselves in the foot by missing free throws, but I was really, really pleased with our effort. Our effort level and our intensity was high the entire game,
yep.
And we finally wore them down. We finally out-intensified them to the point to where the game became in our control and our favor, and that's who we want to be. I just said to you, but I can't tell you what a relief, and Roy Williams, you always used to say this, that losing was misery and winning was a relief, but I can't tell you how relieved I am that I don't have to fly all the way back home feeling like I felt on Monday.
Yeah.
And I was really proud of our team today. They gave great effort. Like I said, even during the times when Arizona had control of the game, we were still playing really, really hard.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're going to be a good foul shooting team. I don't have any explanation for that. But anyway, we're real happy to win. I tell you what, winning 3 of 4 on this entire trip is not bad.
No question about it. You went at them early. You were in attack mode early. Guys are driving the lane, getting to the free throw line. Was that the game plan going in, or how did that just work out?
No, I think it's a function of their defense. Mm-hmm. I think they guard you pretty hard, and they get up in you.
Oh yeah.
And so, you know, the only your choice is to throw it inside, which is really what we wanted to do, or move it and try to get them in a closeout situation and drive them. And they've gotten early fouls in all three games
yep.
here, and you know we knew they had in the first two. And, you know, I thought the big key to today, Joe, was AJ's presence inside.
Oh, yeah.
He was the man inside.
Oh, he was the dominant guy. Yeah.
He was the man on the court inside the paint today, and that's what we need. You know, it's not like we play differently. That's what we need from him, and I was really happy for him that it happened, and hopefully this will be a confidence booster for him. And I thought Jermaine was great.
Yes, absolutely.
Most people don't know this, but Jermaine's got a big rivalry with Nick Wise that goes back to high school. And when Nick's team beat Jermaine's by 2 points in the state tournament, and they came out of high school the same year and the whole thing. And so Jermaine was like 13 minutes early for pregame meal this morning. but nevertheless, I was real proud of our team and real happy with our performance.
We'll take a break, come back and talk more about the win right after this. Vanderbilt, an impressive win over Arizona, 84-72. A couple of things, Kevin, looking at the stats, you're 18 of 26 from the field in the second half. 70% shooting is usually a pretty good thing.
Wow. I didn't have any idea of that. And I didn't have any idea that we shot 53.5 for the game either. But, you know, again, we took care of the ball. I think even like what I like better than 69% in the second half was we held them to 31.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good basketball team that we just beat. They're
yep.
young, but they're good.
Oh, yeah.
And to hold them to 31 in the second half is really outstanding.
Talk about a couple of guys. Obviously, you mentioned AJ a little earlier. Jeffrey, his fourth career double-double. Andre had a good game,
too. The whole thing with Jeff was his defense on Wise in the second half. He was sensational. I mean, for a guy that's as good as Nick Wise not to score in an entire half means something happened. And Jermaine had a part in that,
yep.
as did the other guys, because Jermaine had to guard him head up. But Jeff did a magnificent job. And you know, again, I'm kind of out of things to say, but I enjoyed watching it. You know, it's kind of crazy, but I enjoyed being in the midst of that competition.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't enjoy Monday because we were trying to pull it out of them, and it just wasn't working.
It looked like they enjoyed it too, to be honest.
Well, of course they enjoyed it. You always enjoy it when you play harder. It's just like practice. You like practice a lot better when you try hard.
Yeah.
If you try to bluff your way through practice, it's no fun.
Yeah.
It's not any fun. So I was just talking to Dave Odom, who's the chairman of this event. And I said to him, I said, for the life of me, I can't explain the difference on Monday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And he said, I know. He said, it's amazing. He said, today was what I'm used to seeing your teams play like. And I, And I said, well, I appreciate that. I hope that's how we normally play.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're real excited, Joe, and got a great road win at St. Mary's. This was kind of like a road game. Arizona probably had us 2-1 in fans today.
Oh, yeah.
And so we'll build on this and go home. And we got a great Missouri team coming in to play us next Wednesday, and hope that we got a big crowd that are excited to see these guys play.
So you going parasailing or something tomorrow?
My kids went parasailing this morning. I won't be doing any parasailing because where the parasail will collapse as fat as I am, and it'll drop me out in the water where there are sharks.
Sharks, and it's not.
And that's, I told you, I'm not dying by shark bite. I've already told you that. I might die any other way, but shark bite.
That way
not
will not happen. You're not going to take that
not,
chance.
Not unless I'm on a boat someday that is like the Titanic and it goes under.
Have a good Thanksgiving,
man. All right, Joe, you too.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
We'll take a break more in a moment.